Okay, to the new film now from the Academy Award-winning British filmmaker Asif Kapadia, who's best known for his documentaries about Ayrton Senna and Amy Winehouse, two supremely gifted figures, of course, whose lives were cut short by tragedy. His new film is out this week. It's called Diego Maradona. He's of course still very much alive, but the pathos of a rise and fall story is once again Kapadia's goal, and he pulls it off. Working with longtime editor Chris King, using archival footage with audio-only interviews from more recent times, Kapadia weaves a story of a slum kid from the outskirts of Buenos Aires who becomes an international sporting icon and then cracks under the pressure of off-field scandal, drugs, a mafia connection, and an unforgiving physical regime. Now, Diego Maradona is a film full of the smudged images of old videotapes, some of it from Maradona's personal collection, and I think it really does capture the champion's on-field magic, his dance-like moves, and the love he attracted, this frenzied, religious, irrational, claustrophobic love. You see faces and hands of fans pressed against his car windows. It's that kind of intensity. Now, I'll be interviewing Kapadia next week on the show. But as I said, Diego Maradona does release this week, and it is worth a look.